We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
So we need to talk about throwing a party, mostly because I want to ask you a question.
Okay.
Are you ever going to have a party at your house?
I know. I know. When I bought my house and got it furnished, my girlfriend at the time said, dude, we got to have a dinner party.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I don't know how to.
But do you want to have people over? Or because I don't want to call you an introvert because you're not, but you are. I mean, now everybody's like, I'm an extroverted intro. I'm an intro extrovert, like whatever. But it just like when you go to a party, you don't stay very long. You ghost.
Yeah.
You can't do that when it's at your house. So I don't know that you could handle having a party at your house.
I'm not used to having people just milling about, going through, touching, moving, doing this,
yeah,
doing that.
Dude.
I know. I'd get uptight about
you're
that.
You're not old man Steve, but you're...
I like everything where it's at. Just leave everything.
You're OCD Steve.
Okay, a little bit
of
that.
You like, don't just...
But see, I don't know how to... Throw a party. I know it sounds stupid, but there's a correct way to do this, and I don't know how to do it.
Because I think there's a ton of our coworkers would love to see how how many times have you been to a party at my house?
I used to go every time you used to have a party, I would go over there.
Right?
Yeah. Dinner party or just like a
just
weekend.
Just drinking to watch a fight.
Yeah.
Or whatever it is.
Yep.
You don't stay very long, but I mean you make an effort, which is just awesome.
And I have fun. And dude, I got to hand it to you and your entire family, actually. When it comes to hosting people, throwing a party, do that. You guys are so slick. You're so good at it that it's effortless. And it's not effortless.
No.
There's a lot.
And it's, I'm not as into it as I used to be. Just because it's like...
It's a pain in the butt.
The last time I did one was fantasy football draft. It was like one of our mutual friends forced us to have people over. And it wasn't that it was a bad time. It's that I had to keep getting stuff for people. So I missed. I ended up auto drafting and my team sucks. And
I blame
my hosting that day on my team sucking.
Well, because you were forced to be the good host and you had to kick that to the curb. Dude, you're a good host and your wife's a great hostess for parties too.
She's better than I am.
I wouldn't know where to begin.
So I have eight tips.
Okay.
So if you're even remotely considering having a party.
Like a dinner party or just like a...
This just says a party. So I think this kind of works for both.
Okay.
But some of the answers feel a little more drinks and some form of entertainment than they feel sit down and eat.
Okay.
I don't think... Here's the thing. You don't cook.
Right. See, there it is. I have to cater.
So I don't think you should have a dinner party. You should have a cocktail party.
Cocktail party, that's it.
Just have people over. You still got to have some food. Some like little food.
Noshy food.
Yes, noshy food.
Okay.
See, dude, there's a foodie in there.
No.
You got a foodie in there somewhere.
I'm good with the words, like throwing out a keyword now and then.
Here, I just set some stuff out to nosh on. That's something you would say at a cocktail party.
Oh, okay.
You know, you don't go, hey, I wrapped some bacon around stuff and it's on. You say, oh, I just set out some rumaki for y'all to nosh on.
Okay. And that's at the cocktail.
By the way, the cab is starting to open up. You should try it. It's divine.
I don't want to be that guy.
No, you don't. And okay. I don't think that's one of the tips here, but these are the tips. Now, see, I keep starting the tips and then I stop. These are the tips if you want to throw a party and have people stay. So then maybe you don't want to do these because your propensity is to want to ghost. So if you're going to want to throw a crappy party so everyone gets to see your house and they're like, this is lame, and they leave, it's your way of getting everyone to ghost on you.
Yeah, that's like, okay.
How do I throw a party that's like good for like 10 or 15 minutes?
Right.
And then they all go just, like, yeah, so Steve, maybe we should go somewhere else where things don't suck. Where's food?
I'd be okay with that.
Yeah, I know you would.
Yes,
so just, don't follow these.
Okay.
Listen up and don't do what they say. Some of them.
Okay.
But don't do all of them. Number one, you got to offer them a drink in under 8 minutes.
8 minutes.
Yes.
So they show up, I open the door, and they're there. I go, you need a drink.
And you're kind of busy, right? So you can't always be like right away, oh, hi, Tim and Jim.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'd like to get you something. You're like, hey, let me just grab your coats if it's that season. You throw their coats wherever you throw them, and then I'll get you. But yeah,
within
at my house,
within eight minutes. You're great. You're less than 8 minutes.
I have thrown parties where knowing who's coming, I will set a drink out on the curb. It's like my buddy Troy would be coming to my house and he would walk. He lived like four houses away.
Wow.
So I would set a Jack and Coke two houses away so he would only have to walk halfway without a drink.
Dude, that is a great host, knowing your guests and their preferences.
So the next thing, it's also an 8 minute thing. You have to talk to your guests within 8 minutes.
I see that. That's not the welcome at the door.
Yeah, you got to have a separate make time for that person within eight minutes.
So I bring them their drink?
That's probably a great... Yeah, you can tie those two things together. Bring them their Moscow Mule.
Okay, and then chit-chat.
If you're going to have this party, are you going to hire a bartender?
I have to, because I don't know how to make any. I can
open or it'd be me. You'd like be like, nope. Hey, Slugger will make you a...
Dude, because everyone does that to you.
I don't mind, though. I
know, and you're good at it, but no, if I'm going to have a party, you're not going to be allowed to do anything
except
enjoy yourself.
You could just set stuff out. I've tried that. I did that at a Christmas party. And I just set out all the stuff.
Oh, okay.
And then, like, if somebody was confused, I'd be like, here's what you do to make a Moscow Mule. I'm like, when this is empty, get yourself your... Like, it's on you.
Dude, that's cool. Yeah. That's a great...
A little bartending class.
Can I just hire you to host the party?
Yeah, see, okay. I knew I was going to have to do this. Offer someone a snack in less than 10 minutes.
Okay.
So after you've wrapped up your little conversation where you hand up the drink, you have 2 minutes to get them something... To nosh on, Steve.
Like food's over there, or you gotta do okay.
Yeah, just point at you. Say, cocktail peanuts right there. I've got, because at your house, I feel like it'd be like Slim Jim sitting in a cup over there. Cheese Whiz right there.
Yes.
Toaster's there if you wanna make a grilled cheese. Domino's will be here in 15. Offer a drink refill within 20 minutes.
Damn.
This is a lot.
So you're going...
If you have more than 10 people there, you're having zero fun.
Yeah, you're just going nonstop from one person to another.
Yes. Here come the big ones. Don't ever talk politics or money at all, period, no matter what.
Okay.
You have Hickenlooper at your house. He is just...
Don't talk.
John, you're not, don't get into it.
Okay.
Don't. Just leave it.
Okay, it's a big one.
Do talk about TV shows, movies, and food.
Okay, so keep it light banter,
right.
Pop culture.
Because you're getting them a little drunk, and then all of a sudden it's like, Trump's an a-hole! Oh, yeah, well, Hillary's an idiot! Don't do that.
Okay, that's a good
one. Don't ask people to take their shoes off.
I just had
Looks
my
like
hardwood
we're not going to Steve's house. I just had... What do you think? I'm going to wear cleats? Listen to this. My shoes aren't doing anything
most
here.
Most of your shoes are safe, but you do have that one pair of high-end dress with the curly toe or whatever.
Wear those.
No.
My mariachi shoes.
Why can't we ask them?
No, because that's just
rude. Then I got to refinish my hardwood.
Because then I have
again.
To be wearing the right socks and crap. Shut up, dude.
Oh.
Don't make me...
It's not about my guests. It's about my floor.
There it is. Then I would definitely lay down a layer of plastic. So we all come in and it's like... Oh, is this a party or is this Dexter's kill room?
It's going to be both if you don't take your shoes off.
If I don't get to that refill in 20 minutes.
Exactly.
Last one. Make sure that this is where I'm done.
What? This is not
Make sure your party is set up so that it'll look good on Instagram.
I never would have thought of anything.
I don't even know what you do. So you like go on like Pinterest and figure out how to run Christmas lights through your vodka bottles.
Is that what it means?
I don't know.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, Steve's part is divine. The Slim Jims were arranged in a sunflower pattern. No, don't do any of this crap.
Wait, hang on. I was about to make a note of that one.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.